From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of January 13, 2014. This week, we drop in on the latest opening day of a nearly 400-year-old Virginia institution. Have a listen for about 90 seconds.
Each member seated here today was duly elected a member of the Virginia House of Delegates for a two-year term beginning the second Wednesday of January 2014. At this time, I am pleased to ask all members-elect to stand and see if they are ready to receive your oath of office. The next order of business is the election of the Speaker of the Virginia House of Delegates. Nominations are now in order. All those in favor of William J. Howe to be Speaker of the Virginia House of Delegates shall indicate such on the electronic voting board.
It's indeed an honor, and I thank you very much for your demonstration of allowing me to accept what I consider to be the highest honor in the Commonwealth. In closing, I'd like to remind all of us that we are elected servants of the people of Virginia. Our obligation is to them. They expect solutions. They expect leadership. They demand character. They demand civility. And I hope that we can provide all four. Thank you very much. Sergeant Arms.
Mr. Speaker, message from the Senate.
The Senator from James City County, Senator Norman.
Mr. Speaker, I join in the applause of your vision for the Commonwealth of Virginia. And I've been directed by the President of the Senate to inform the House of Delegates that the Senate is organized and ready to proceed with business.
Thank you very much.
With those and other words, ceremonies, and procedures, the Virginia General Assembly opened its 2014 session on January 8th. The Commonwealth's legislature traces its history to the establishment in 1619 of the House of Burgesses in the English colony of Virginia. The modern assembly's two houses, the House of Delegates and the Senate, convene every January for either a 60-day scheduled session in even years or a 30-day scheduled session in odd years. Every year, the Assembly deals with the state budget and considers 2,000 to 3,000 bills and resolutions. That agenda typically includes 150 to 200 water-related bills on topics ranging from marine resources to groundwater to local water and sewer systems. The sessions move fast, and the decisions can have widespread and important consequences. You can follow the work online through virginiageneralassembly.gov or by communicating with your delegate or state senator. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia Water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.